Radio1057.com is where we are, and I'm with Rick Limpert, who is my friend, my ally, and one heck of a writer as well, covering sports, technology, and a number of different other things here in Metro Atlanta, where he is based. Been a while since we have chatted, Rick, but I'm glad that we have finally been able to mow down the speed bumps that have hindered our gatherings, and good to talk with you again. How are you?
Good to talk with you, Sully. And some people call us brothers from another mother, so we're linked at the hip whether we want to be or not.
We have a couple of things to talk about since it's been a week or two since we've done this. I want to talk first about the BB&T Atlanta Open, the big tennis event. People don't realize how special this is because there's only a handful of these events in the United States each year. How did it go this year?
Yeah, it went great, Sully. I was running the media room, so I was down there for like 13 straight days getting set up, and then the tournament, and then the wrap-up. It was great. I mean, we had very little rain. We had a finals with two top 20 in the world players, won by Nick Kyrgios, and very well attended. So just, there's some challenges always with an event like this. This year, schools were already back in session, some of them, but the tennis fans of Atlanta, which are many, turned out in droves. It was great.
Awesome, man. I know you also got to spend some time in the great state of Virginia, the old Dominion state, at the Wintergreen Resort. What type of experience was that?
Oh, they like to call it the Commonwealth of Virginia because they like to be a little different up there. But, yeah, outside of Charlottesville, I mean, most people think of Virginia, they don't think of mountains, but it is pretty hilly and mountainous, that range, and the Shenandoah Valley that goes out of the state. And a resort called Wintergreen, it's actually a golf and tennis resort kind of year-round, but in the wintertime they add skiing because they have these great mountains. They have natural snow, and then they make snow. I learned about that. And just just great people. It's drivable from Atlanta, and just a great location. And so I left the BB&T, and it was like 95, 99 degrees every day, and it was in the 70s at Wintergreen, so I wasn't arguing with that.
That western edge of the Commonwealth of Virginia is absolutely beautiful, the Blue Ridge Parkway, and it really almost doesn't matter what time of year you go. The views are just breathtaking, and I've never had a bad experience in that part of the country.
They really are, and it's a great thing. It's so you can do so many different things there, wineries, restaurants. Like I said, in the wintertime, they have skiing in the mix. This is one of the best skiing resorts on the East Coast, and it's in Virginia, and it's close by, and for people in Atlanta, this is a great option for them.
Rick Limpert is on Twitter. You can follow him. His handle there is Rick Roswell. And online, you can follow Rick, ricklimpert.info. But let's also mention the new wirelesswednesday.live website, which is where you can find a lot of Rick's works. And we're going to talk today about some things that you're covering this week related to recycling, which is big.
Recycling and repurposing, Sully. And I don't know if it's just because I'm getting older and appreciate things more, but I've been getting more into recycling and repurposing things. Recycling has been huge since the 70s, but we actually put it into practice. We actually make it work, and there's some companies and some technology that's doing that. And really the first one is kind of some dishware. Now, it's mainly for kids, that they can bring it to school or they can use it at home, little kids. This is a company called Replay, and it's re-play.com. And they make all these dishware products, cups, silverware, plates, and bowls. They make it with recycled milk jugs. So they're putting that into practice, and it's really durable. It's really cool stuff. Dishwasher safe. And with back to school going on, this is great for the kids to take to school or for snacks at home.
Re-play.com for that. Here's one that if I were a golfer, Rick, I would need to know about this. LostGolfBalls.com. Sometimes when I'm walking along the Beltline, not too far away from where I live, the Bobby Jones Golf Course is over there, I do find a lot of balls just sitting in the woods near the trail there. How are folks reusing these golf balls?
Well, you probably find some of my balls there, Stella. this company has sold more than 43 million recycled golf balls. What they're doing is from the top courses in the country, they have people that are there finding balls, getting them off the ranges or pulling them out of the water. They're sent to LostGolfBalls.com. They're cleaned up. They're made to look brand new. They're packaged perfectly and regularly packaged. I find golf balls in a tub or in a little sleeve. And then they're sold at a fraction of the price. So the golf balls are not harming nature. They're not going to waste. They're actually being reused. And a chance for me to lose a ball twice, I guess.
So almost like a lot of these car dealers have CPO, certified pre-owned. That's essentially what you're getting here in these packs of golf balls that are really just as durable as brand new ones.
Yeah, I mean, anyone that buys high-end golf balls know that they're really expensive. So I mean, golfers love giving golf balls and getting golf balls as gifts because they hate going out and buying them all the time. Here's a way you can get high-end golf balls. They look brand new at a fraction of the price, and this is a great company and a great service I think they're providing.
All right, is this called Cube, Q-U-B-E? Know what to sort, what to recycle. It's a Kickstarter campaign. Tell us about it.
Yeah, Kickstarter campaign. I don't talk about these a lot because a lot of them are, you know, way out there ideas. This one's a good one as far as recycling goes because it's a smart trash can. So I love talking about smart things. So the internet is it's actually hooked to your Wi-Fi, helps control the waste in your house. So via screen and your mobile app, it tells you what to put in, what piece of garbage to put in what container or what bin. And, you know, this is it looks good in your kitchen. It doesn't take up any extra space, but it helps you have things sorted when it comes to your trash pickup and recycling bin.
And that'll go really well with my smart toothbrush and my smart shower head, right?
Yeah, don't forget we talked about the smart umbrella a few months ago, too. So everything's getting smarter, Sully, except for me and you.
Well, I think you're a pretty smart guy, but I can attest to my knowledge kind of being on the, just on the flat level anyway. How about this? Is it called Beadall? What's Next Water Clock? This sounds interesting.
Yeah, a clock that doesn't run on any electricity or batteries. It actually runs on water, so you can actually fill up the line at the back of this clock, which are in the $20 range, and it'll keep time. It's an alarm clock. It will beat the alarm, and it's a very cool product. I love this. The guy that invented it, he markets this himself. He's it's very grassroots. The Beadall water clock. They have a whole side of Beadall products at BEDOLWhatsNext.com. And this is nothing else. Very functional, but it's also a great conversation piece to have on your desk.
And even a celebrity endorsement of sorts, I guess, from one of the cast of Star Trek.
Yeah, Chris Pine has loved this. And, you know, so I'm not a celebrity of that level, but I've had this on TV and talked about this at length. I love this product. And, you know, for college kids that, you know, don't want anything else hooked up to electricity or they don't have all the outlets, a great option for back to school as well.
Well, let's stay in the water category here. I got excited when I saw this because I thought that it said water pipes, and that kind of fits in with the Radio 105.7, at least some part of the Radio 105.7 lifestyle, but it's actually water wipes, which fits in with another end of the Radio 105.7 lifestyle. Rick, tell us about these.
I'm obviously not up on what's going on there at 105.7 as much as I should be, but the disposable wipe business is a $4 billion a year industry. So this is a company called Water Wipes that has a flushable wipe that is safe for the environment, so first, really, because it's 99.9% purified water. The thing disintegrates when you throw it away or flush it, so it's no chemicals, it's safe to use, it's safe for babies, it's safe on your skin, and then it doesn't clog up the environment at all because it just kind of disintegrates because it's water. And I love this product. It's available on Amazon. They're pretty inexpensive. And, you know, when I got a sample of this, my wife was sold. Now we've strictly gone to be a water wipes family, and they're great wipes.
60 of them per pack. Do you still have a few left in that initial pack?
Oh, no, sorry. My wife is a wipe fiend. Everything gets wiped down. Of course, she's a teacher, so when she gets home, she likes wiping everything down. And even before she goes to school, she wipes things down. So we go through these, and because we have a dog also, these wipes are safe to use for cleaning your dog's paws and those type of things. So just a great product, and these things don't last long on our house. We're always buying more.
Well, good to talk to you. Good to catch up with you. And perhaps next week we'll find a smart water pipe to talk about.